bread of life, sent down from glory.
Like an oasis in the desert of life comes a word so fresh from God. It's time for God's revelation to change your situation. As God enables his servant, Pastor Sam Oye, to bring to you the word of hope and liberation. Why not come with us as we go into the ocean of God's revelation, where definite transformation is effected by the power of his word. And now, experience the living word with Sam Ozam Oye.
And the topic for this morning will be repositioned by the anointed. Repositioned by the anointed. After the watch night service, my pastors and I were talking this morning. You know, one of my pastors sent me a text that really broadened my understanding of what God is even saying. You know, we're in a season whereby God is repositioning us for a turnaround in our finances, in our families, and in our faith life. Hallelujah. Don't forget that the whole essence, the whole reason why Christ came was to make sure that man is repositioned back to where man is supposed to be. Am I talking to somebody? Because what man lost was not religion. Man didn't lose church. That is why church will not be able to turn your life around if what you lost is not regained. You will get into church and again you were lost in the world before coming into the church. The worst thing that can happen to you is to be lost in the church. So actually what man lost was not religion. We didn't lose Christianity. And Jesus did not come to give us Christianity. He came to restore us back to where we were before the fall man happened. And that place is a place of dominion. Because when God positioned you, I was talking to my pastors, I said, every king that rules, whenever he's positioned on the throne, he is given something called the tools or the instruments of office. Do you understand? The things he has to use, while on that throne. And some of them are stamps, some of them are staffs, seals. Are you getting what I'm saying now? You see, so I'm going to shock you now. And so the issue is, he is only qualified to use them effectively if he is on the throne. Okay? So the seal will only matter to people so long as it is a man on the throne that sent it, or the man on the throne that is using it. Is that okay? It will carry weight because of who is on the throne. But the moment he is dispossessed, the moment he is overthrown, the moment he loses his throne, if that seal is used by him, it will not be honored, particularly when another person is on the throne and has introduced a new seal. Are you catching something here? Don't worry, as we go into the year, this teaching is going to be broadened. Amen. However, get the understanding of divine repositioning. So it's not just something we should just be pronouncing. It's something we must understand. Now, when Adam was positioned in the garden, he said, let us make man in our own image and let them have, you see, first of all, let them be created in what, sir? Our image. So let them be the extension of our rulership here on earth. Let them resemble us here. So you see, dominion, blessing, fruitfulness, and all these other things are their staffs, their instruments of office. These are the things they have to use. These are the things they have to enjoy. The benefits, the privileges that they will have while on the throne, while in position. Now, the painful thing is that when man lost his position, you know what we began to do? We began to pursue the things that are freely ours. If we can only be on the throne, we began to pursue them. So we're pursuing dominion, we're pursuing fruitfulness, we're pursuing breakthroughs, we're pursuing all manner of things. That you see, what we really need is to actually get back and sit. He said, that's why I say, he said, sit down at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. That's what the Bible says concerning Christ. He is seated in heavenly places just by the right hand of God Almighty. And the Bible says we are joint heirs with him and we are seated with him also. So it's about positioning. It's all about positioning. Am I talking to somebody in the house of God here? You see, I like that. In the Old Testament, you have situations whereby every king has his own allotment. Every king has some things that are his, you know, so to say, benefits. Some allocations that are made because he is in position. But the moment he loses that position, those allocations cease to flow. If you remember the case of evil Merodach, the Bible said when Jehoiakim was restored back to position, when evil Merodach raised him up out of the prison, put him back on the throne, the Bible says, and then he ensured that certain things were provided for him until he died. So it's not for Jehoiakim to be praying for supply when he needs to be praying for restoration to the throne. Are you catching anything here? I'm not praying for a car. I'm not praying. You see, a king does not rule without cars. I mean, these are benefits of kingship. Hallelujah. House are benefits of kingship. Of fruitfulness, dominion, all these kind of things are all the benefits, the things that follow the fact that you are in position. Help me, Jesus. So what really matters to me now, Samuel, what really matters to me in 2009, it's not all these little things that the church have been derailed to be celebrating. We celebrate what Muslims celebrate. They buy better cars than we do. We celebrate lesser ones than they do. They build bigger houses. We celebrate small ones. Are you getting me now? So if these are the expressions, I was talking to my pastors. I said, oh Lord, have mercy. You see, there's a new definition of faith that God is beginning to introduce to me. Faith is not ultimately determined by what it gets to you. It is determined by what it is in itself. Am I talking? Don't worry, we'll catch up that. The whole 4 months, I'm going to be teaching you on faith. For the next 4 months, I'm going to be teaching you on prayer. This year, we're not talking too much on too many things. Talk on few things and you will get them deeply to make impact in your life. See, child of God, you see, pastor, text messages have been streaming into my phones. People are sending messages from all over the country. Is the year going to be a year of supernatural wonder? Going to be your deep double or not? See, if you are not in your place, no honor for you. No honor. Jesus is not come to give us double honor. He came to make sure, look, my friend, take your place. You have a place in God. Stop following things. Get your place back. Occupy your place back in God. Stop pursuing all these small things. Stop celebrating what ordinary people celebrate. You go into the market and see what these Muslim girls are driving. You where they park their car, you park it on in a different place because it may disregard the parking arrangement. This is you call cars, the one you are driving, you call cars. Go and see what these small Muslim girls are driving. The one that the husband bought and my daughter, my wife, take, I dash you. That is the one if a Christian husband has, he will never let his wife touch it. Sweetheart, what are you doing? What are you doing with that car now? What are you doing? A Christian man can slap his son for that kind of a car if he touch it. But they dash it out. They call their wife, sweetheart, Ramadan is drawing close. Why don't you go to Saudi, go shopping. Go Dubai, go shop. I met with one small one. She was coming from Dubai. You know, so she had a stopover flight. We had a stopover flight and then we all could, just met and she was sitting beside me. Small girl. Talk about gold. See, that's what she deals in. So, what has happened to the church? And that's what we're pursuing, we're not catching. Because we're operating from a very wrong perspective. That's why we pray all year, we didn't get anything. We toil all night. No, we don't catch anything. Because what really matters to God is that you take your place. Be rightly positioned in God. Be positioned in God and the things you are pursuing will pursue you. Hallelujah. We'll build upon that over the next few weeks and over the next few months and for the whole of the year. That the Lord must bring us as families, we must be repositioned. As individuals, we must be repositioned. As a nation, God has to reposition this country. Nigeria has a position in God, but we are completely out of tune. God has to retune this country. Hallelujah. Amen, if you're in the house. All right, can we just open to Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 5 to 7. Can somebody please read for me? Ecclesiastes chapter 10 in verse 5 to 7. Please kindly just read quickly for me, please. There's an evil which I've seen under the sun, as an error which proceeded from the ruler. Folly is set in great dignity, the rich sit in low places. I have seen servants upon horses, princes walking as servants. It is an error that God will reverse in 2009. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now your amen had better be born again. If you are not tired of walking where you should be riding, you don't understand what I'm saying, sir. The Bible says princes walking and then you have servants riding. Am I talking to somebody? Riding over us, lording over us. You know, where you should be, somebody else is occupying. I decree by the mercies of God that in this year God will make a shift in the name of Jesus. I've already said that the ultimate reason why Christ came into the world was to reposition man. And of course, I've defined it to you, and I'm going to keep defining it because you must understand the concept that the word reposition means to return something back to its proper position. Is that okay? To return something or somebody back to its proper position. That was what happened in the case of evil Merodach and Jehoiakim. Jehoiakim was put in the prison. Kings don't rule in the prison. Is that okay? Kings are supposed to operate from the kingdom. Is that okay? So for Jehoiakim, the prayer will not be, Lord, please give me a car. You say, of what value is it that you have a car inside the prison? Is that okay? Fools, we call it a big breakthrough that you are in prison, but you are getting a breakthrough. You understand that? That they bought you a new suit in the prison does not make you somebody that is free. Do you understand that? And that you are buying new things and having handset, Motorola, or you are having a Nokia N71. It's not an issue that you can even browse on the internet inside the prison doesn't make you a free citizen. Is that okay? It's another way of saying, look, enjoy this prison sentence. And sometimes the enemy is so wicked, he makes us to forget the fact that we are not indeed free, but we are celebrating some things that are making us comfortable in our bondage. Am I talking to somebody here? You're going to get uncomfortable this year. I tell you, something will bust loose on the inside of you. There are some things you've been celebrating that the enemy put in your hand that you think is from God, but it's actually an intention of the enemy to make you comfortable in your misery. But there'll be a shift. There'll be a shift. Because you see, Pastor, what I see funny there is that the Bible talks about folly set in dignity, and then read, the rich are made to sit in low places. Now, you see, what happened there is that the rich were actually given a place. It's not that they were displaced. They gave them a place, but it was a low place. Now, it's not left for the rich to say, no, I reject it. I would rather not see that. To have this one, I'll be comforted in my misery. Of what value is it that I'm in prison? Of what value is it that I'm not making progress, but you're making me smile? That was where Anna got to Pastor. And Anna said, hey, Elkanah, enough is enough. What do you mean by that? Am I not better to you than 10 children? I don't have a child. You cannot be a child. That is comforting somebody in his misery. But when Anna became aggressive about it and uncomfortable, the Bible says, and there was a repositioning. The mother she was created to be suddenly manifested. Come on, am I talking to anybody in the house of God? Stop celebrating the fact that they are paying you 60,000 or even 100. When in actual fact, your potential in a week is supposed to bring in about 250. You don't understand what I'm saying? It's a miserable thing when somebody that is worth a million in a month is conditioned to be receiving 100,000 in a month. And then they now give you a star official car. It doesn't make you free. I know that's nobody will say amen to that one. Now nobody. you will not be willing to say amen or appreciate that. Of what value is it I'm given an official car and I am made to be comfortable in a position below my potential? I was watching, you know, an Oprah Winfrey show, and then she was talking about a woman who actually had a dream. I think she has the capacity to write. She writes a lot and all of that. She likes to write. You know, she has the capacity of interviewing individuals and then have a way of putting your life experience into a book in such a way that it will sell. That's a great gift, you know. And very few people have it in the world. But you know what? This woman had to keep her dream, as I said, because she has to take care of the family, so she had to go and look for a job. So she has been working for 10 years in a job, hoping that one day she will leave the job and now go back to her dream. Only to find that after 10 years, she doesn't even know whether she has a dream or not again. God will reposition you this year. You'll be sitting in church like this. Message will be going on. Your head will be taught going up and... Hallelujah. The word repositions me to return something back to its proper position, to place something back where it belongs, to put it in a new position. I like that one. So to reposition means to put you in a new reposition, put you in a new position. Hallelujah. Something tells me that somebody has stayed too long in one position here. God will put you in a new position. Okay, amen. God will put me in a new position. To change the placement, the ranking, the position, the situation, and the class or the location of a thing. Why not? This year there will be a relocation. Hallelujah. Okay, say amen for the church, if not for yourself. There will be a relocation. Some of you, after you have lived 5 years in a landlord's house, just wake up. Oh, this is not my house. So. 5 years. I will relocate you this year. I like somebody to say amen, and that's what should. God will relocate you this year. Stay too long in one place. Why do you need the anointing? Let me tell you what somebody said. He said our journey with God will always require an ongoing repositioning. Part of this is because God must rearrange our incorrect life arrangements. Can you beat that? The reason why there will be several repositioning is in our life is because God must rearrange our incorrect life arrangements. Arrangements He did not inspire or initiate. Another reason is because of our destiny's multidimensionality. Our calling possesses different features and depths, and therefore require an ongoing repositioning in order for our destiny to be actualized. Some of us, our lives are wrongly arranged. Our priorities are wrongly arranged. So God has to reposition you from time to time. But you see, this time to time repositioning that will go on all across our life is different from a season when God chooses to carry out a major repositioning for the future. There will be many repositionings in your life, but we are in a season of major repositioning. Major repositioning. This is the time to revalue your life. This is the time to re-examine your life. This is the time to resharpen your edge. This is the time to revisit your potentials. This is the time to rediscover yourself. This is the time to take a look at the kind of investment mentality you have. You will make a decision this year whether to continue allowing Warren Buffett to fool you, or allow the principles of God to guide you. Warren Buffett will tell you, say, no, stock markets, you know, they've always crashed. They will recover on their own. The monies that went down, where did they go to? They have a way. Market, it has a way of correcting itself. It is, when it went down, whose pocket did it go into? It has a way of making some people rich. It has a way of making some people become poor. Am I talking to somebody here? But there is one thing God has encouraged you to do. When He created Adam, He put him in a land. He called Abraham. He said, I will show you a... When He called Israel from Egypt, He said, I'm taking you to the promise. God's idea of business is land, real estate, buy land. there will be population explosion. Whether stock market crash or doesn't crash, there will be population explosion. Oh, somebody said, but pastor, how about the issue of foreclosure? There is not a problem with houses and people having houses. There is a problem with the system that enables people to get houses. Okay. All right. In America, there is a system. In Britain, there's a system. And it's a credit system. Mortgage facility. Is that okay now? And so you have to go somewhere, collect some money. And then, you have to go get a house. And then you make an arrangement with the bank who will be paying for you, and you'll be paying the bank. Do you understand that? And there are different kind of approach to getting a house like that. So you don't actually have cash to buy a house. You see, but we are in an environment where you can go directly buy your own land and start building your houses. And anybody that wants to buy your house too should come to, but you know, that's what they're trying to introduce here, to mortgage. Don't mortgage your life. Oh, if you are ready to own a house, buy your land and build on your own. Ask those who have gone through mortgage. They are paying dearly for it now. See, but pastor, that's the only way by which a civil servant can buy a house. Don't be in a hurry. When it's time for you to buy, you will buy. When it's time for you to build, you will build. Hey, but pastor, lands are going up. If you plan for it, even if it's 10 million naira, when they are selling 100,000, you are able to buy. When it's 10 million naira, you buy cheaply. There should be a plan. But the boys, you don't have a plan. Your priorities are wrong. Buying a car when you don't have a land, you and your wife will be sleeping inside the boot. It's a limo. Please touch on it and say, reposition yourself. In fact, reposition your mentality. Stop letting somebody fool you. If you put money here and then in 6 months we double it for you, that's madness. I hope you know what it has done to America now. One man has caused people to lose up to $50 billion. Some people are committing suicide. You know, I forgot how they call it now. They've given it a name now. After the order of the man that actually is a prime around that thing. Give me 10,000 naira. In 3 weeks, we'll give you 30,000 naira back. What actually happened is that the three of you that give me 10,000 naira, you will now come. So when three of you will come, and then I will now pay you what I actually promised. So because I pay you, you want to reinvest again. And then you will go and tell other people, and then they will bring in money. But you see, that business system has a problem. The problem with that business system is that when there is a financial crunch, the people will not be willing to part with their money. So there will be less people putting money in there, and then there will be more people willing to withdraw their money. At that time, the man will not have enough money to pay those he has promised. And that's why many are in big trouble today. Nigeria call it Wonder Bank, but there's a name now that is going on in America. If I remember it, whenever I have the time, I'll talk to you about that. Reposition yourself this year. Hallelujah. All right. Why do you need the anointing for repositioning? Why? If you look at Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6, he said, then he said to me, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, it is not by force, it is not by strength, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty God. The repositionings that will be happening this year will not happen by force. It will not be by human strength. The spirit of God is going to make it happen. This is a year of ease. Yes, it's a year of ease. If only we can just let God have his way. You've led your life last year. Where did you take yourselves to? It's time to now say, God, have your way. It's time to say, Father, have your way in my life. Holy Spirit, be the force behind my life. This is not the year to go out as usual. Hallelujah. 7 things the anointing will reposition. Oh, let me just even give you 4 for this service. I can't give you everything in one service. You know one thing I've come to discover now? My sermons will no longer be more than 45, 50 minutes, except in special services. You know why? I've just come to discover that I still have about 45, 50 years more to live. So there's no more everlasting gospel. Amen. I'll give you small now. You see me next week again. So just small again. Because I have a long life. I'm not dying now. Because sometimes I began to look at the way I preach. I said, oh boy, you are preaching as if you're about to die next week. Oh. You are pouring everything. No, I'm not dying again. God has just shown me that I'm going to live right. So it's short, small, small, you know, like that. Then we'll take a little tea. See you next week. I mean, that's the way you do your conferences now, Abby. You do small for 35 minutes, then you take small coffee, then you come back again for. So this morning, just take a little, and then we'll take some coffee, and then we'll come back on Sunday. Is that okay? Is that okay? I like it, or yes, I want to live long, you know. All right, so what are some of the things that will will happen when the anointing comes into force in your life. Seven things that the anointing will reposition you for. I'll just talk to you about four, like I said. Isaiah 45 verse 1 to 3. So as we're about to go into the anointing service now, what's about to happen? What's about to happen? As we come into the anointing service for divine repositioning, what's about to happen? Please reposition your mindset. Reposition your business approach to life. Reposition your investment approach. Reposition your family life. Reposition everything about you. It's time to put everything where they rightly belong. Is that okay? Let there be order. Let there be structure in everything we do. In fact, this year, if there's anything I think God is asking for, is that there should be order, there should be structure in our lives, in our church. Amen. We can no longer do things anyhow. If I want Bronnie to be playing the keyboard for me, I don't want somebody else to be there. And when I want him to be playing string, he should not be playing me harp. There should be order. Amen. In our families, there should be order. Your families, your extended family members cannot be saying they are just traveling to Nasarawa and say, hello, I am just in Jabi Park. Where is that your house again? So I just remember that people are in Abuja. See, the way you remember, so remember, just be going where you're going to. Just be going. There's order in this. So we didn't budget for you to be here now. Well, this is Africa. So this is not Africa. This is kingdom. Who is it that wants to build? The Bible says, sit down first to plan. I take it easy, amen. I get plenty to talk about. Isaiah 45, 1 to 3. Thus saith the Lord to his anointed side. How many of us are going to be God's anointed this morning? Okay, thank you. Thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden, to subdue nations before him. I will loose the loins of kings, to open before him the two-leaf gates, and the gates shall not be shut. Can I have an amen to that? I will go before you, and I'll make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron, and I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, my God, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which called thee by name, am the God of Israel. Like that. Now listen to what he said. He said, Cyrus, my anointed, my chosen, the one that is occupying my proper place now. He said, listen to what I'm going to do for you, Cyrus. Number one, I will reposition you for open gates. And what God is saying to Cyrus, what God is saying to somebody here, I will reposition you via this anointing service, children of God. There's going to be openings of gates. Those of you who understand the prophetic significance of gates know what I'm talking about. There'll be openings of gates. He said, I will loose the loins of kings before you, and I will open the two-leaf gates, and they shall not be shut before you. Are you hearing that, child of God? So no more shall gates be shut before you. From henceforth, after this anointing service, wherever you appear, God will cause gates to be opened in your favor. In the mighty name of Jesus. Whether they be gates of brass, whether they be gates of iron, it doesn't really matter. Whosoever is holding the gate, because of the grace of God upon your life, because of the anointing of God upon your life, because of the enablement of God upon your life, the ability of God upon your life, gates will be opened supernaturally in your interest. Where people have not been able to go into because of the tight nature of the place. The Bible says here, I will loose first the loins of the kings who speak to those gates, and I will open their gates before you. Now what that means is that if the loins of kings are loose and the gates are open, it means you have access to kings. Come on. And so this is a year of access. Come on, you know what I'm saying? This is a year of access. This is the year of access. God is opening floodgates. This is not about me telling you, this is the word of God. And you have a choice to believe or not to believe it. And better you believe, because if you believe, there shall be a performance of the things that have been spoken concerning you. I believe in the name of the Lord, that is my year of open gates. Am I talking to somebody here? And that's, you see, the first thing here is that the gates are open because I am his anointed. So first of all, I should be approved of by God. Are you, stop praying for open doors when God cannot call you his anointed. The anointed of God is the chosen of God, the one that God is pleased with, the one that God has approved, the one that is in the place where God wants him to be. You cannot be living your life anyhow and expect that gates be opened on your behalf. If they ever open, your efforts will be involved. If they ever get open, there will be manipulation involved. And let me tell you this, wherever you struggle to open, you will not be able to sustain. Whatever you use manipulation to open, you will not be able to sustain. But when God opens a gate for you, whosoever rises up against you shall fall for your sake. Am I talking to somebody that hasn't God? Say, you have open gates. I'm expecting man of God wherever I go tonight to have open gates. Nations, their gates are open before me. I see that in the name of Jesus. I'm anointed this year for open gates. Wherever my favor is, in those places, whatever is the nature of the gate, it will be open in my interest. It's not a year for me to be struggling, be trying to. No, in fact, I told my pastor towards the end of last year, I said, there are some things we will not struggle to get this year. No. Unless the loins of kings in your interest, gates will be open for you. So because of the anointing over your life and the anointing that is coming upon you this morning, gates will be open in your interest. Secondly, one of the things that the anointing will reposition you for is to receive treasures of darkness. I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. Now, why? It said that you may know that I, the Lord, which call you by name, I am God of Israel. So this promise is not for everybody. It is for those that God called and have answered the call. Those that God calls is anointed. Those that are walking with the will and by the will of God. This is not a year for anybody. Am I talking to somebody here? On the contrary, 9 is the number of judgments. So there will be massive judgment on the land this year. Even in the house of God. Even in the house of God, there will be judgment. So if you've been living a hypocritical double standard, like you're still in the cult, but you're coming to church, who are you deceiving? See, going for native meeting, going to sit down with them, break cola, and do all kind of nonsense, and you're coming to the house of God to eat communion. Who are you deceiving? Coming to church in the name of Jesus, anointing service, you join us, and then you select two anointing service, you join them, and then Baba on the other side to Baba, you know, Pastor, you know, Pastor, this life, you have to really protect yourself. Oh, when God is not enough, what will be enough in your life? When your eyes are not single, today you are in Harvest House, tomorrow you are in River Life, tomorrow you are in Mountain of something, the other one you are in the Valley of the other, jumping from place to place. Your problem is not about church, it's not about men of God. You just can't be the called of God. You don't just want to be responsible. God is calling you to be responsible. You don't want to be responsible. Looking for prayer contractors up and down, paying people to pray for you. Where will you pray for yourself? Where will you pray by yourself? You are called to be a priest. Stop chopping, putting your head under anybody. That's why you're losing some of the hair on your head.
The same Samuel
you saw 3 days ago going through shame. Who would have ever thought that a man coming out from a grave will go to the highest height? Am I prophesying to you now? Because we are looking at me as if I'm talking about somebody else. Well, whosoever I'm talking to this morning, you are coming out from the grave, but you are going to the highest height. I said you're coming out from the grave, but you're going to the highest height. I prophesy in the name of Jesus the Christ that the same power, the same anointing that made it possible for Jesus to break the laws of gravity, overcome the forces of the earth, that same power come upon you through this communion service. That same power comes upon you through this anointing service. That same power is made available to you this morning. You will rise and never stop rising. You will rise and never stop rising. Every elemental force of this earth, I command them to lose their grip over your life. I command them to lose their power over your life. I command them to lose their influence over your life. Poverty will not hold you down. Shame will not hold you down. Setback will not hold you down. Reproach will not hold you down. If you receive a shout of big amen in the house of God. He said, I will give you treasures. Somebody say, treasures come. Somebody say, I receive them. I will give you, good God, treasures, darkness. Darkness will cover the earth, but treasures will be in them. And I will give it to you because I want you to know that I, God, now me call you. So these treasures that are coming, man of God, I'm excited. These treasures are for the called. It is to let them appreciate their calling. Is anybody God is calling to salvation here to give your life to Christ and you've not done it? Now you better answer that call because treasure will follow it. Is anybody God is calling to carry out an assignment for God? You better answer that call because treasures are coming to prove your calling. Second thing he said there,
He said, I will give you hidden riches. Hidden riches in sick. These are compound things. Though. First of all, the riches are hidden. And where they are kept, again, they are in secret places. But he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High will definitely find. You didn't catch. The Bible says, using scriptures to interpret scriptures, eh? Do I have 1 minute more? So? But my time has gone. You know, this is stress-free, you know. Anytime, just, in fact, you can ask the pastor, time up. This is stress-free. Then whenever you need me again, you can just call me. I'm available anytime. Hallelujah. Now, it's a, am I okay? All right, thank you. I'll see you another day. You know, but let me just cool it on this for you. He said, I will give you hidden riches. But they are in secret places. Then he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. So now I know that the hidden riches are actually secret place of the Most High. So the reason why they can't find it on Wall Street is because it is hidden. It is hidden. For I am the Lord thy God that giveth thee the power to get wealth. Because see, the thing is hidden in me, in the secret place of the Most High. So that, and it's hidden. This riches is hidden. You don't read Habakkuk to get this one. You don't practice the principles of this one is inside. Am I talking to somebody here? They are hidden riches and they are in secret. So it's when I find out that you are rightly positioned with me, for in thy presence is the fullness of joy. At your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. If I confirm, it's not that your pastor told me that you are living right. Is that me? I can say this woman, she is right. This man is right. This brother is right. This sister is right. When I confirm that, then I will show you that me that call you, I also have a reward for you. So you have a choice this year to go your way or go my way. Go your way and struggle to make it yourself, or stay with me. And I like Santa Claus, but it cannot be like our God, because the more people visit Santa Claus, the less his gifts become. But there is this God, Yorubas call him Abubuton. You can't finish, you can't take the English, inexhaustible, the infathomable, the unfathomable, the alpha who is Omega himself. You don't understand. Just when he's beginning a thing, it's also the end of the thing. You understand what I'm saying about our God? Now the one who is the end at the beginning, and the beginning how do you call this God? How many of you love him this morning? A nation was in disaster in the time of Isaac, Genesis 26. Poverty. That was one of the earliest recessions. After the first recession in the time, the financial economic recession, the first one was in the time of Abraham. And then after the time of Abraham, the second recession was in the time of Isaac. It was a global recession. You understand that? But I've come to discover that in the time of Abraham's recession, the man became the richest man in his time. In the time of Isaac's recession, the guy wanted to run. And God said, my friend, come here. It is no location that determines its position. Come here, my friend. Stay here, man. Stay here. Stay with me.
I have hidden riches.
Boy. Please, if you are coming for the very first time, don't mind me. It's just that I'm intoxicated by God's word. You may not have found such preaching somewhere else, but God's word is sweet, it's wonderful. So, and actually, it's because you are here for the first time, that's why I'm a little bit organized. And but after next Sunday, I can guarantee you that you may not have it the same way you're having this morning. So come here, my boy. Isaac, where are you going to? Ask the neighbor, where are you going to? Jumping up and down, going to meet people, sit down with senator from morning till evening. Senator that needs help too. chairman of oil committee. That needs God himself. And because it's over there, Abuja has become the conglomerate of several idols, because everybody coming here is bringing his gods. They need God. And you that should follow God, you are following man. Say, come here, my friend. Sit down at my right hand. I'll take be positioned. And when I see that your eye is single, you're not thinking about me, you're also thinking about somebody else. You're not jumping up and down. Sit down here. When you are positioned, then God will announce, okay, look, see, the things you've been looking for up and down. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. For you it shall be addition, for them it is perspiration. Stay with me. Stay with me. Stay with me. Hidden riches, but they are in secret. So say, my son, you see what all these people have been looking for, eh? Take. Don't open it. If you open this purse, man of God, it's very serious. I needed that tongue, so back up this purse. Because sometimes these things can go. Now, what is it? It comes with staying in position. I better spend 10 months waiting on God and ultimately get the breakthrough than to spend 10 months wandering about only to come back and eat the bread of affliction. This year, I will wait on you. This year, I will wait on you. My help will come from your throne. My source is you, God. My confidence is in you, God. You are the strength of my life. You are my shield and my buckler. If there's any man I will call you. Be my strength, God. Be my defense. Is anybody like me this morning here? Make him your all in all. Young lions who suffer lack and hunger. A woman can forget her suckling child, but God said, I will never forget you. He said, I have engraved for you. Ay, 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 ay. Can I use modern language? Hey. Can I use modern language for engraving you? I have tattooed you. Tattooed. See, Pastor, there are some tattoos you can remove, but there are permanent tattoos. There's something I see going on abroad now. When a girl is deeply in love with a man, she will go and tattoo his name irreversibly on her body. Some men will tattoo the name of some ladies on themselves. So much that if they break up because they tattooed their name, they are still looking for each other. God said, I have tattooed you on my palms. See, every morning when I wake up, even when you have offended me, you have gone astray. I say, oh God, but why did I tattoo this name in the first place? Now I cannot remove you. Am I talking to anybody in the house of God? And because I have tattooed you on my hands, I will glorify you. If only you will be positioned. Can somebody say, Lord, reposition me? Stand on your feet, say, Lord, reposition me. Can I just have the oil? Let's pray. Lift your hands up and say, Lord, reposition me. You're not tired of going up and down looking for help where there's no help. Woe to him that put his trust in man, for the arm of flesh will fail you. In the name of Jesus the Christ, this morning as we come under this anointing service, the very first in the beginning of the year, I decree by the mercies of the Almighty God that you will find treasures in darkness, you will find hidden riches in secret places, and I decree that by repositioning and realigning yourself with God, by beginning a new relationship with God, I decree that the things you have sought for in the years gone by, now they shall come your way effortlessly. Now that you shall cease from your labor, you will enter your rest. My God. Did you hear what the Lord just said now? Now that you will cease from your labor, for there remaineth a rest unto the people of God. But he that must enter the rest must cease from his labor. Now that you have come to a place of ceasing from your labor, now that you want to depend absolutely on God, now shall you enter your rest in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you, my God and my Father. Every curse, every limitation that I've been hanging over anyone here today, I decree by the ministration of this anointing service that, Lord, let there be a repositioning. Someone who has been on the begging side, Lord, will be on the lending side. Someone who has seen shame and reproach enough, this year you will see glory and glamour in the mighty name of Jesus. Someone who has been despised too long, somebody here has been rejected, somebody has been ostracized, I decree by this virtue of the morning service this morning, you shall be celebrated and become attractive. In fact, I hear the Lord say, your name shall be Hezibah. Your name shall be Beulah. You shall be delightful. You shall be married. You shall be connected. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree by the ministration of his anointing service this morning, your path shall begin to meet with the relevant people to your destiny. Now I see destiny links lining up into your life. I see destiny links coming to help you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I hear the Lord saying to me, speed, 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 speed. There shall be speed for you in 2009. There shall be speed for you in 2009. Nine is a number of gestation. It is a number of maturity. At number nine, there must be delivery. Whosoever has come into this year 2009 under the sound of my voice, whatever you have carried as a dream for years, you shall give birth this year in the name of Jesus. You shall birth your visions. You shall birth your dream. You shall birth your dream house. You shall birth your dream vision. You shall birth your dream project. This is your year of giving birth. In fact, I command your labor pain to begin. I command the delivery process to begin. And I decree by the mercies of God that before your labor will come, you shall bring forth in the name of Jesus. As soon as Zion was in travail, she brought forth. This is your year of bringing forth. You shall bring forth in this hour. You shall bring forth in this hour. Is there anybody receiving the word of the Lord right here today? You've carried for too long. Now you must bring forth. Am I the God who giveth you the power to conceive? Shall I not give you the power to bring forth? Now receive the power to bring forth. What is on your head will come down into your hand. What you've been dreaming of, you shall see and materialize. You shall see materialize. You shall see materialize. What you think will happen in 10 years from now, I condense time. I shrink time. Let there be a birth in this moment. In the name of Jesus, write your book. Write your books. Pick out your books. Launch your vision. Launch your organization. Start your business. In the name of Jesus. Man is a number of
judgment. Bread of life sent down the Lord.
I'm sure you've been blessed. If you desire more of such messages, write Sam Oye Ministries today or send your email to samoyelistens@yahoo.co.uk. Better still, visit us in any of our weekly services. On Sundays, we've got our Fresh Dew service at 7:30 a.m. and Morning Glory at 9 a.m. Likewise, on Wednesdays at 6 p.m., we meet for our Breakthrough Miracle Service. If what you desire is a church where faith, family, and financial life is taken to the next level, give us a try. Visit www.harvesthouseinternational.org.